somebody in the spirit, you are trying to catch something, then when you try to catch it, it shifts up. This time you are catching it. I said this time you are catching it. 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 Catch it in the name of Jesus. Tongues were raging over Israel. He brought out David. Young David came out. Said, today I will cut off your head. Listen, I am here to cut off the head of every devil that I've been holding you bound.
You are about listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church, Pastor Samuel Olatsubosu.
your winning on the earth is the battle you won in your life. Because every man's battle does not begin on the earth, it begins in their mind. So whether you lose or win on earth is determined whether you have won or lost in your mind. Your mind is a spiritual war. It's your personal spiritual war. Nobody is there with you except you alone, and then maybe the devil or God. It's a place of battle. It's a place of options. It's the place where you determine whether you win or you lose. So what you win in your mind, you can't lose on the earth. What you lose in your mind, you can't win on the earth. That's why we always hear this song that talks about don't give up the stopover. And then when you give up, he said, then it is over. He said, hold on to the Lord and trouble not your mind. Even when it seems that you fail on the earth, so long you don't fail in your mind, you will still win. So the problem with men on earth is that they lose in their mind. What can make you lose in your mind can make you lose on the earth. That's why your mind is the highest spiritual world of your life. What controls your life is not on earth, it's in your mind. No matter what anybody says about you, if you accept it into your mind, whether positive or negative, that is what you become. What they say about you negatively is not what matters. But the battle you win in your mind is what matters. If you can win it in your mind, what happens on the earth will definitely dance to the tune of what is going on in your mind. So every battle a man loses in his mind, he can't win on the earth. The major battlefield is not the earth, it's your mind. It's a very large field. Your mind has a very large field. That's why only you can sit down and be looking at one direction for 20 minutes. Why? Things are going on in there. You are hearing a yes or a no, or in between yes and no. And then you are fighting which one do I go for? Is it yes? Is it no? They even come on the three times you can't answer. You are in the world of your mind. Fighting battles. Mama Makapeka. But I see you winning. Are you sleeping? I see you winning. So every battle you win in your mind, you can lose on the earth. No wonder God said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Because the transformation of your mind is what determines that your transformation on the earth. He said, be transformed by the what is in your mind is what will land on you in your world. Your mind is the best world. Your mind is your personal world. Your mind is the only world. You can create and decreate in your mind. You can construct and deconstruct in your mind. Your mind is where the creative power is. What you can't create in your mind, you can't get on the earth. If they tell you this is your portion, and you think that the name of Jesus is not because you have programmed your mind to think in a way, it can never be the way the devil thinks, but the way you think. The Bible didn't say it is as the devil thinks, therefore
Someone is winning here. See your amen. I said someone is winning here. Every battle you win in your mind, you can't lose on the earth. Don't hold me. I'm telling you what to do. So long you are at the winning edge in your mind, you don't have to bother what people say on the earth. Because as time goes on, what is in your mind must play out on the earth. Your mind has connection with the earth. Are you getting me? Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you know it or you don't know it, your mind is what is connected to the earth. It has a connection with everywhere you go. Your mind is always reflected before the eyes of the people. People can easily know when you are discouraged because it begins from your mind. They can know when you are excited, you can't hide it because it begins from your mind. That's why we inside, we get so excited that people don't understand what is the source of these people's excitement. That's not what they go through. Because there is something we understand they don't understand. And God has put us above them all. I see somebody changing here.
Amen.
I see your mind turning around here. Every battle you win in your mind, you can't lose on the earth. So when you focus too much on the earth, you lose the battle of the mind. Because the devil will always bring things around to give you a picture of what is not. And when you accept the picture in your mind, then you start losing from that day. That's why as a believer, you are operating on a higher frequency. You are not like men. You are a superman. Did you remember that? I thought of that on Sunday. Superman means supernatural man. You are not natural. And this makes Jesus a different man because he has a different mind. What you win in your mind, you can't lose on the earth. This mind thing is what makes Jesus a different man on the earth. Because he has a different mind. Totally different from the mind of man. Remember, the mind of Jesus is totally different from the mind of man. The mind of Jesus is higher than the mind of man. And until a man possesses the mind of Christ, he can't have good success on the earth. He can't win on the earth. The mind of man is different from the mind of Christ. The mind of ordinary men not born again can be suppressed at any time. dismantle something. Our hope is like grasshopper. He was speaking with authority. They saw his mind. They saw his mind. There is a kind of mind you need for this house to open up for you. There is a kind of mind you need for chances to be created for you. Because this life is not ready to give you a chance until you have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ does not look for a chance. The mind of Christ creates chance. The mind of Christ is a chance creator.
Hallelujah.
So it's the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ empowers you. It's not your mind, the mind of what? Of Christ. It empowers your life. And this is why the devil is always after people's mind. He's not chasing after what you have outside. He's chasing after what you have inside. He's chasing after what is in your world. Jesus, Master, Elder,
What did he call it? He refused a whole thing to a fox. Do you know the name of him? Is he who has the highest authority in the land? When a king says one thing, everybody is about to ensure it comes to pass. The man has the highest power in that land. But here is Jesus saying, go and tell that fox, I'm going nowhere. I will be here 3 days. Healing the sick, raising the dead, touching the weak and making them strong. For 3 days I'll be here. Go and tell him. What did he do? In his mind, he refused a king with force. Meaning that every personality of such a king is reduced to one thing, a fox, a wild dog. He refused a whole king with power. That the kingship of Jesus and his kingly kind of mind cannot take that kind of insult. He saw it as an insult. He said, go and get that wise dog. Meaning, whatever you have as a king with you and your personality and the kind of mind you have, everything is reduced to a loss. This is what happens for men on the earth. Their kind of mind reduced to a fox, not a fox mind, except those who grab the mind of Christ. The fool man said it, I will be here. Meaning, Jesus was operating with a higher mind. You know, somebody says, this man has mind, though. Saying that kind of thing with me, this man has mind, though. Meaning, there is something in Jesus that makes him speak with such an authority. Some of you, when you see suffer for running, what do you do? Hey! We are coming. Jesus reduced a king to a dog. You are increasing, magnifying your cockroach to a king. Mosquito bites you up. They are here again. I don't know what is wrong with you. What did I do to them? And then before you know, one mountain to the other, what are they looking for? Looking for prayer. And then by the time they think they are receiving prayer, they don't know they are having more trouble for their sons. And then the battles they have to fight now has increased. Because of the mind of Christ, what the mind of Christ does is to reduce a mountain to a molehill. The mind of Christ does not see anything big. He refuses everything that wants to antagonize him to knock it before he sees you. You can't be with any mountain until you have reduced it to a molehill. I mean, you have to give it another shape in your mind for you to rise above it. That's how when the dog is thinking, looking for you. When the king wants to kill someone, it's like God wants to finish, you know, destroy someone's generation. Jesus said, no, you won't win me this battle. He refused him in his mind to force. Here is Lazarus. The Bible says Jesus was speaking to the apostles, and he said to them, our friend Lazarus is what? He's dead. Let's go and walk and wake him up. What did Jesus do? Jesus refused death to sleep. Are you getting it? Refused death to sleep. In his mind. That's the mind of Christ. He was not sleeping. What are you going to do it now? He said, it's asleep. Can you imagine the kind of sleep? He is very good. is open up my mouth to talk to you.
Okay, he said, he goes, okay, we now understand. That was when they came up. That was when they awoke from their slumber. That was when they were able to grasp on the mind of Christ. They were beginning to understand the kind of mind that Jesus was operating upon. Lazarus is sick. Sleeping. Let's go wake him up. It's a room that when he's gone, like you could say, take away the blanket from him. Because he wants to wake up somebody sleeping. The stone was his blanket. Jesus reduced the stone to a blanket. And then he stood at the door and called Lazarus. And the Bible says he greatly had it for him. Come forth! And then the one that was dead for 4 days, because it has been reduced, Jesus has reduced death. He understood the principles of mind control. If you can't control your mind, you can't control yourself. And if you can't control yourself, you can't control your life. The world will take you anywhere they will. You can't go where you will. They take you anywhere they will. Until you possess the mind of Christ, until you activate the mind of Christ in you. I remember the days I was studying, concerning prosperity. It got to a time that anytime I pray, I don't say money coming. I refuse money to paper. The day I did that, I started saying paper. The money paper started coming. Why? I was controlling money as paper. So I said, is it this paper? So when I want to come, I say, paper money, come to me. I am not one of them refusing. Because God said to me, I'm a miracle millionaire. How am I going to be that? I must refuse money to paper. The Bible said that he laid up gold as us. I remember my friend in outside the country said,
your head.
When you can refuse this revelation, what you don't refuse in your mind will always be above your mind. Did you get me? It always fights above you and always brings you down. The mind of Christ is a supernatural mind. It's a mind that thinks beyond this life, thinks above the challenges of this life. The mind of Christ does not succumb to challenges and accept the status quo. The mind of Christ is always optimistic and always standing right, never giving up until it sees the result. Every good thing you have cast into that mind that the devil is fighting today, that devil is cutting away from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you can bear me witness to that. There is what? Nothing. And when I say there is nothing, the Bible says that believe in the Lord, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. Your prosperity is not in the hands of God, it's not in the hands of the new prophet. And then when they tell you it's nothing, go home and keep thinking it is nothing. The Lord cannot do. Keep that kind of song. There is nothing my God has not done. There is nothing the Spirit of the Lord cannot do. There is nothing the Lord has not done. When you come before the prophet and the same thing is done, go home and start singing. It is what? Done. For he has said that you may boldly say, because there is power in your mouth, there is life in your tongue. What you say is eventually what now happens to you. That's why if you are not a positive mindset kind of people, I will cut you off forever. You can't be my friend. Those who are supposed to be know me. I don't want to hear them. Anybody speak unnecessary jackals before me, I cut you off. Because I have programmed my mind to be connected to the mind of Christ. What Christ is not thinking about me, I dare not think it. For I know the thought that I think towards you, fear the Lord, the thought of good and not of evil. So if it is of good, you're my friend. If it is of evil, I cut you off. Like cancer. I remember the promise. That is, there is no. There is enough in Jesus' name. There is enough in Jesus' name. Because in Christ we have, in Christ we move. Everything is what? In Christ. So you will say, there is enough for me in Jesus' name. That is, I thought you were. If you know what is right.
But it is a witness. concentrate before you start declaring. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Now, close your eyes, everybody. You know the kind of challenges that are falling on you. You know the kind of challenges you may be passing through. I want you to look at that challenge. Close your eyes, please. And then, refuse that challenge to a figure lower than you. Because you're about to make a declaration. Are you doing that? I didn't say to pray. Just look at that thing. Like the way you refuse a king to a fox. Refuse your challenge. Now you ready to pray? Close your eyes. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. You this challenge. And then pray in the Holy Ghost as you declare. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost as you declare. Mante coparate sote que paravala pala. I refuse you this challenge. I bring you down under my feet today. 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 Mantaka pala bala bala bala. Ene koso brakia pala braka tele bala bala. I rise above every challenge. I win over every challenge. I rise above every challenge. I win over every challenge. I rise above every challenge. I win over every challenge. I rise on top of every challenge. I win over every challenge. Declare it with your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am victorious. I am victorious. I am victorious. Over this challenge. In the name of Jesus. Manteca pala bala bala.
You have been listening to the Senior Pastor of City of Truth International Church with the mandate to deliver God's people from the oppressions of this dark age through the teaching and preaching of the Word of Truth.
I declare it ever right now! Raise up your hands, the power of God is coming upon you wherever you are.
To listen to more of our messages, visit our YouTube channel at City of Truth International Church or our Telegram channel at City of Truth. To follow and contact us on our social media, you can visit our Facebook page at City of Truth International Church. God bless you. City of Truth, spreading the word of truth with power.